Queensland, this is VK4WIA and the weekly Q News Amateur Radio News Service. The text edition is available by contacting Q News at wia.org.au.
Hello, I'm Jeff Emery, VK4ZPP, and I've been thinking. Last week, I read that Brisbane was not experiencing the summer storms of yore. And this resonated with the long-term summer forecast that we would probably get average rainfall late in summer and there would be four cyclones, one of which would cross the coast. And this week seems to have put the long-term forecast in some perspective. The rains have been in the north and now they have washed the south of the state. Whilst we resumed the old summer sport of following the weather reports and battening down, social media spread the latest updates and signs of preparedness to meet the possible danger. Even before the weather system was dubbed a cyclone, in some regional towns the impulsive to panic buy had cleared the shelves of food basics, such as bread and milk. The thing that I haven't come across is the level of amateur involvement in cyclone preparations. No doubt groups and individuals have been engaged, but I haven't heard yet. In the southeast, a UHF CB group has been letting people know they will be monitoring during the event. Hopefully by the time Q News goes to air, the worst will be over and Tropical Cyclone Marcia will be just a memory. Keep safe. I'm Jeff Emery, and that's what I think. How about you?
From Queensland, this has been VK4WIA and the weekly Q News Amateur Radio News Service. We thank our rebroadcast team and you for listening. And remember, internet text of this news is available by dropping a note to Q News at wia.org.au.